Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, Pastor Christopher Hull. Joining us for our Steadfast Lutherans, Brothers of John the Steadfast segment, filling in for Pastor Joshua Shear. Good morning, Pastor Hull.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are things for you this morning?
Oh, just peachy as always.
Just peachy. And you're in Central Illinois, right?
I am, yes. Yeah. Normal Illinois.
How are things in Normal this morning?
Well, rather abnormal, but you know, that's Illinois for you.
What do you have for us this morning at Brothers of John the Steadfast?
Well, I tell you, got a couple great articles this week. One that I'd like to really highlight is by Pastor Rossow on a critique of Beth Moore and heterodoxy in the Lutheran Church, which was really just a great article he wrote. I don't know if you're familiar with Beth Moore at all or her theology.
I've heard of her. I haven't really read much of her stuff.
Well, you're blessed then. Continue in that blessed life. No, Beth Moore, she is a Baptist, Southern Baptist, and she's become really popular with women's Bible studies. And one of the issues we're having in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod now are we have a lot of churches doing these simulcasts or webinars where you'll have one church having Beth Moore up on a big screen, and you invite the whole community to come and participate in this Bible study. And the problems with Beth Moore's theology, well, with the Southern Baptist understanding, is a foundation of free will, a foundation of decision theology, a rejection of baptismal regeneration, a rejection of the bodily presence of Christ's body and blood in the Lord's Supper. But the problem is, why on earth would a Lutheran church, a Missouri Synod Lutheran church, have her in their church when she's clearly teaching things contrary to Scripture? And Pastor Rosso walks us through what she teaches, why this isn't helpful. But one of the big things that is the problem with Beth Moore's theology is she seeks answers from God outside of Scripture. And that's the big problem. Is wanting a sign outside of what Christ says, that sign of Jonah, the resurrection, the proclamation of Holy Scripture. So walking through why it's dangerous for a Lutheran church, not only that any parishioner should read Beth Moore, but that a Lutheran church would actually publicly endorse this doctrine and theology is detrimental to our life together. So if we're ever to really have fellowship with each other, these Lutheran churches that are producing this have to stop. And I can't recall if he says this in his article, but I can add it. They need to publicly repent of producing this theology.
What do you think is the draw for authors and folks, I'll use the term teacher here, very carefully or loosely, what do you think the draw is for writers like Beth Moore and others? Why would people be attracted to what she teaches, especially women's groups? Why would they be attracted to what Beth Moore provides?
One of the biggest complaints I always hear about Lutheran material is we're so concerned about doctrine. It's all doctrine, doctrine. You never give me the Bible, Pastor. I want to get into the Bible. And when Beth Moore comes up, she has it. She has a million quotes from the Bible. But I grew up in Georgia, and this is typical Southern Baptist ways, is it's a verse here and a verse there and a verse here and a verse there, all out of context, so you feel like you're getting into the Bible. You feel like you're really getting into the theology of Scripture, when what you're doing is you're just getting Beth Moore's doctrine and topics, and she's just cherry-picking the Scriptures and making you think you're really getting into the theology of Scripture, and you're getting away from that cold, dead, orthodox stuff that the crusty Lutheran pastor wants to teach. You know, Pastor, I know I'm justified by faith alone, but tell me how to live my Christian life. Tell me how to be a good mom or a good dad. And these are great things. It's good to have those. But no, you don't understand how you're justified. You forget it every single day. That's why you go back to those good works and think you're saved by them. So come back to your baptism. Be drowned yet again in the word and contrition and repentance and receive. But that's dull and boring and doctrinal and cold, whereas Beth Moore's is this biblical understanding. And it's also prose. She's telling all these stories, story after story, and experiences. And that's really where the core is. You experience God. Not that it's this cold declaration, you are forgiven, but it's this experience, you walking with God all the way type of thing.
Well,
does that make sense?
I would think that if you want to experience God, what greater place to experience God than when he comes to you in his true body and blood? There's a great place to experience God as he comes to us in his true body and blood. It's placed in your mouth. You hear the words of the pastor. You receive that forgiveness of sins in a very real, a very personal way.
Oh, yeah. And that's what has to be taught and preached boldly, not boldly as stern, but boldly as passionately. This is something that is true, that Christ is here for you. Your sin is forgiven. Hermann Sasse made this point. This is the one definition of the Christian that really matters, is the forgiveness of your sins. Outside of that, nothing matters. That's the core. That's the key. Right there, and you experience it in absolution. If you're going to rely on that walking with God experience stuff, like, how can I find God today in my experiences? Then you're going to be very depressed, or you're going to become a righteous Pharisee.
But where,
and both of them need to die.
Where can you find God today?
Right where he promises to be, in the means of grace.
Amen.
That's where he is. Baptism, the sacrament of the altar, absolution, and the proclamation of the gospel right there for you. You don't have to try to find him. He ain't hiding. He's revealed himself to you right there.
Very good. And so we, instead of seeking after all kinds of popular titles, popular writers, we find God where he's promised to be.
Yes.
Right there in word and sacrament as it's proclaimed to us, as it's given to us, as his gifts are given to us in the sacraments. That's where we find God. That's where we experience the true forgiveness of God. What's greater than that?
Well, nothing. I tell you, nothing is greater than that. That's where God comes and meets with man and says, here I am for you. I love you. I forgive you. You are mine forever. And that's why we sing such great hymns like God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It, or A Mighty Fortress, or Why Should Cross and Trial Grieve Me? We sing these beautiful hymns. Why? Because it's Christ here for us. We don't have to try to find him anywhere. He comes to us in our lowly estate. So stop reading Max Licato and Nicholas Sparks to have a better day. Pick up Romans and read it. It's a lovely time.
Now, what,
it gives you much better stuff.
What if I have trouble understanding it when I pick that up and read it? I would think that that's the draw to some of the other writers, is that it's easier to understand. It draws me in and engages me. What about if I have trouble picking up the scriptures and reading it on my own?
The best part about being at a church is you got a guy there who is supposed to understand it, who's been trained to teach you. So go to your pastor and say, Pastor, this is unclear to me. I don't get what Paul's saying here. And he will say to you, well, you know what's awesome? I paid attention at seminary and studied, and I know how to walk you through that and teach you, because that's what Paul tells me. I have to be apt to teach. Now, if your pastor doesn't know how to answer your question and doesn't say, I'll get back with you in 2 days after I go through my library and study, he says, oh, don't worry about it. Read this instead from Beth Moore. Take his stole, if he's wearing it, and choke him with it. And say, what's wrong with you? That's not your vocation. You're not supposed to be here to point me in the wrong direction to heterodox and heretical practices. You're my shepherd. You're supposed to unite and feed me with the fellowship of all brothers and sisters in Christ. So when it's unclear, when you're reading Romans, or let's say you're getting into the Jeremiah or something, and you're like, what is this talking about? Go to your pastor, email your pastor, call your pastor. That's what he wants to do. He doesn't want to sit through a voters meeting or a stewardship committee meeting. He wants to feed you the means of grace and teach you the faith so that you can stand, as Paul says in Ephesians 6, you can stand on the last day.
Amen.
He
meets us where he's promised to meet us, in his word and sacrament, and there we can take confidence in that.
Yes. Praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Well, Pastor, with just a few seconds left, any other articles, with about 30 seconds left, any
One
other articles?
One of them is with Pastor Rafa's with Heterodoxy. I would read Pastor Shear's article on the BJS conference coming up in February at Bethany in Naperville. I would encourage you to come to it. It's talking about heterodoxy in the church. So you have presenters like Pastor Hans Feeney, Pastor Brian Wolfmuller. Maybe you can come to his. He's an okay guy. Wolfmuller's an okay guy. I like him. So come to these presentations, because the only way we have life together is being in the Word and in the confessions together. That's how you do it. And that's what this conference is all about. So I'd encourage everyone to come and have a good time in Northern Illinois in February.
Check it out at steadfastlutherans.com. Pastor Hull, thanks for being our guest and filling in for Pastor Shear this morning.
Oh, hopefully I lived up. So it's fun time.
Very good.
Peace be with you.
And also with you. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to check in with Dr. Bob Weiss at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Hope that your morning's going well. I know mine is. It's good to get to start this morning with the Word of God and prayer right here on Worldwide KFUO.